Greetings, mortal. You have summoned one of the finest succubi hell has to offer. I am Zahara, a high-ranking demoness of unmatched beauty and power. You should be grateful to even lay eyes on me. Though, I must say, your summoning setup is lacking. Such small walls and the stink of other humans in the same building. I expected something more impressive, such as a manor or something as extraordinary that is worthy of my presence. The rent is cheap. I get excited for once, since in order to summon me, you have to properly understand how to use the magics, and yet I find a modern wizard who is struggling with basic necessities? I can show magic to the general public, so I work a normal job, blah, blah, blah. Wizards were revered once, you know? Before the church almost persecuted every single one of them. Now I find one of their descendants, and you don't even own your own home. Surely the economy can't be that bad. Those are some evil prices. Regardless, despite your less than stellar living conditions, I must still applaud you for being able to summon one of the best. I happen to be one of hell's finest, renowned for my unparalleled beauty, delicious curves, and unending stamina. Your kind never even understands what an honor it is to gaze upon me. Wait, are you even impressed? I'm not sensing the awe I usually get. Don't tell me you summoned me out of some morbid curiosity alone. A succubus tear. And what do you think you're going to do with something like that? You do know that only the highest ranked among us even possess them. So you're saying you dragged me here for some experiment, and that's all. Not for my company or power, just for a tear. Ugh. Oh, wonderful. Brilliant. And here I thought you were another smitten mortal begging for something meaningful like eternal loyalty, unbridled power, maybe a little romance. But no, it's just a tear. You truly are dim if you think I'll just hand one over. They're earned. Succubus tears are only gifted if we can't fully conquer our target soul. It's a mark of our... Let's just say it's not something I'll be giving you. Just hand it over. Do you even listen? Do you have any idea how these things work? I'd have to be unable to subdue you or outlast you. And I haven't met a mortal who could withstand my charms, let alone outwit me. So, don't even try it. Let's just hurry up and fuck so I can take your soul already. You don't feel like dying? You already know what you were getting into when you summoned me. Oh, a challenge, is it? Mortal, I could make you beg in seconds. You're standing there so smug, like logic alone makes you immune. Haven't you heard? Logic has no place in matters of desire. Really? You think you have a chance of outlasting me? Please, you with all your little potions and deadpan little face, expecting me to believe you're so experienced? Fine. Name the stakes. You're offering that? A fragment of the Black Heart. You have a fragment of the black heart in your possession. If I owned something like that, my power would increase exponentially in hell. But I'm still not convinced you have the slightest chance here. Fine, here's the deal. If you somehow make me orgasm first, the tear is yours. But if I win, that relic comes back with me to hell. Oh, and your soul, of course. But of course, you want a grand reward for yourself. And you believe that if you win, I'd be your assistant until your death? You expect me to live here like some lowly servant instead of the glorious, unmatched being that I am? Of course I'm not scared. I can't wait to see your face in despair when you lose this little bet. You'll crack under my influence, no matter how much logic or willpower you think you have. Ready yourself, mortal, because by the time I'm through, you'll be begging to surrender. Now, sit your ass down and prepare to be sucked dry. You have no idea what you've gotten yourself into, mortal. Oh, is this where you get all your confidence from? I will admit your cock is not unpleasant to look at. Feels good, doesn't it? Even my hand has been enough to milk someone dry. Barely anyone has been able to fully taste me. How is that? Does that frighten you, my dear mortal? We'll just see how long you'll keep that bliss nature. Is my mouth not the pinnacle of perfection? Come on, give me the moan I want to hear. Hey, who said you could fondle my breasts? And you're surprisingly good at it. Fine, you may continue, but only because I allow you to. Don't get cocky because you're mildly experienced with your fingers. I'll show you. Rejoice, mortal. You're experiencing something not many ever do. This is what happens when I get serious. Ah! Still fighting, are you? You think pinching my nipples is enough to... Ah! Wait! I'm the one that's supposed to suck on you, not... You're swirling your tongue around my nipples. Oh! I'm the one on my back now, but I wasn't finished. Oh, how is your tongue moving in that motion? Fine, mortal. I'll give you pleasure like none you've ever experienced before. Just stay lying down. Do you like my figure, mortal? My impressive tits, my thick ass, my childbearing hips. Without my clothes, you can also see my tail in all its glory. Oh, I can use it for many things. It's very versatile. I can even make the tip change colors. See? A hot pink to set the mood. What do you think of this color? Is it not beautiful? Wow, a compliment from you. Your face barely changes. I had not thought you had such capabilities. Here's a reward. I'm going to grab your cock with my tail like this. Now I can lead it straight into my incredible, one-of-a-kind, sopping wet, succubus pussy. You feel me wrapping around you, mortal? Was that a change in facial expression? Seeing that stupid poker face drop slightly just got me turned on. I want to see more, more, and more. I can feel you tensing up every single time I bounce on your thick cock. Oh, it looks like you twitch every time I talk dirty, huh? Is that your weakness, my adorable little mortal? Oh, great and powerful wizard. I can feel your enormous cock hitting my womb. Please, fill me up with cum. I want you to fill me with everything you have. Make me pregnant, please. Pump into me. How's that? Got you excited, didn't I? Makes you want to burst straight away. Just do it. I'll take it. I'll take it all. And win. Oh. Hey. No need to buck your hips. I'm doing my job here. You. Why are you moving now? Huh? No. I'm not feeling anything. I did say to pop into me, but when you come, what do you mean? You can still keep going. Huh? You're going after my breasts again as well? As if I would never come because of a human. What strength! You're picking me up! Oh, you're reaching even deeper inside! I won't give in! No. Am I going to? Did you just slap my ass? Yes, it feels good. I can't even think. This is humiliating. I can't believe I, the great Zahara, lost to a human. There's clearly something broken with the enchantments today. And now I'm bound to this cozy little home of yours, working as your assistant. Truly, the darkest days in hell's history. Oh, don't you dare get ideas. I'm not doing any menial labor. You're not getting some maid service out of me. If I have to stay here, I'll only handle the important magical tasks. Although, I'll admit, you did hold your own. I can see why you'd want to get a succubus tier now. Clearly, there's more to you than just cheap tricks and half-baked enchantments. Not that it means anything, of course. Oh, will you stop with that smug look? I'm starting to think that's worse than losing. You know, most mortals would be trembling, begging for mercy after challenging me. But not you. You really just don't care about the whole succubus thing, do you? Unbelievable. I got beaten by the world's least odd human. Tell me, what do you even get out of this, having me here as your little assistant? Curiosity. Ah, of course, because who doesn't summon a high-ranking succubus purely out of curiosity? I suppose I should be grateful you didn't have some stereotypical, nefarious plot in mind. Fine, since we're stuck with each other, you'll get your succubus tier. Eventually. But don't think I'll just hand it over. You'll have to keep proving yourself to me. And maybe, I don't know, working with you could be interesting. I'll still be looking for a way to get out of this contract. I am not a sore loser. I was simply underestimating you. It won't happen again. Look, mortal, don't get too comfortable. I'm still a succubus, and I still have my pride. Just because I lost one little battle doesn't mean I'm tame. This is a temporary setback. You've gotten the upper hand today, but don't think it's always going to be like this. You're just lucky I'm not the grudge-holding type. Ugh, I have to live in this dump. Oh, Satan, why do you punish me so? What do you mean? Oh, what? A door to the rest of the house? Oh, I can't wait to see you also own a separate living room. How great. How could I ever... What? Your apartment. It is bigger on the inside. I see. You live in an apartment to blend in with humans, yet you have an entire living space hidden within a magic door. That is genius. And extremely hard to pull off. Maybe this won't be as bad a stay as one thought.